almost the whole of Accra, you know, poured onto the street to welcome the event. What we witnessed today is simply indescribable. People were joyous, you know, were, you know, in celebration mood. They wore special attire, national clothes, national colors. They came from everywhere on horsebacks, you know, on bicycles, you know, on motorbikes, in cars, tooting their horns. You know, everybody is happy about this event. And the crowd which poured onto the parade grounds is one of the biggest crowds ever witnessed in the history of this country.
I understand that the crowds were addressed today by some foreign leaders and by some national leaders. Who spoke and what did they tell the people of Ghana?
Foreign leaders who graced the occasion were Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, Olusegun Obasanjo, who was a special guest of honor. We also had President Mugabe, Denis Sassou Nguesso, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia, Joseph Kabila of DRC. Is the biggest assemblage of heads of state in this country in recent memory.
What did they tell the crowd?
Kufo acknowledged the role of Kwame Nkrumah in the liberation struggle, and he also gave him the due recognition as the champion of Africa's liberation struggle. You know, he recalled the famous speech which Nkrumah made Independence Day, that the independence of Ghana was meaningless unless it was linked with the total liberation of Africa. And true to his word, Nkrumah, you know, spared no effort to galvanize the struggle for Africa's liberation. Obasanjo also spoke and recognized the role of Ghana in the liberation of Africa. And he says Ghana and Nigeria have a special relationship which, you know, augurs well for Africa's advancement and development.
Did President Mugabe say anything?
Mugabe did not speak. Actually, it was only the two heads, Kufuor and his special guest, Obasanjo, who spoke.
President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe has been criticized by the West and by human rights groups for his record of governance in his own country, and yet he says he is strongly influenced, especially in by the former President Nkrumah, who himself enacted one-party rule in Ghana. Has there been any criticism of inviting President Mugabe?
Criticism has been muted. In fact, nobody has heard Mugabe being crucified verbally on any of our networks because we Ghanaians recognize him as a Ghanaian because he schooled in this country and married from this country. And whatever political sins he has, we think, you know, should not, you know, be used against him. Most Ghanaians believe that Ghana is his home. No, as I said, he worked here, he schooled here, and married here. And whatever offenses he's committed or allegedly done at home should not bar him from taking part in this celebration.
I understand that from press reports, one person who has not participated in today's events is the former president, Jerry Rawlings. Why is that?
Rawlings was conspicuous very much with his absence at the Independence Square. A few days ago, he said his conscience would not allow him to take part because he has a government which, to quote him, denigrates whatever achievements, you know, he, Rawlings, had made in the history of this country. And he also said he finds it uncomfortable to sit with, quote-unquote, corrupt people.